There's another halacha that's unwritten. That is that my, I learned this in Baltimore. My rabbi said that he had a, his rabbi was, I forget what generation, Hasidic guy. And he said that his rabbi told him that when they came across an issue, he would remember what his father did. And that whatever his father did was the correct way to do it.
His father knew his stuff. In this generation, right. A lot of times, right. What the father does, that's what you don't do.
Right. But no, in this case,
that is a.
This is a long line of Hasidic rabbis from the Horn
Collector. Ah, don't study. He has a shoe over here also.
Yeah.
The law is on our side. יאנקל, אני הודעתי פה לחבר'ה על ההתבודדות, נרשמו פה אנשים. הרשימה של ההתבודדות זה הופעת הרב, הוא אחרי זה. טוב, החוק לתורתנו, the law is to our side, is on our side. Page 235. ועל זה יש להתעורר מאוד, we have to wait. 232. על זה, I don't see what I see, 5, 2, it looks the same. We have to arouse very much. Really, we're all fools. That's what we all are. I'm sorry. I'm just translating. We don't take advantage of the laws of Hashem for our benefit. There's a law that Kadosh Baruch Hu ruled, made the law. The law that he chakak. That's it in English. And you could tell them to make a law, they ruled the law. They put it out, I don't know. Anyway, it's up to
declare.
Declare a law, right? It's in the name of, it says in the world like this. Sha'amar abichan ni mishin abichayim. Moran Brocha says like this. Kol amarich betfilato, anyone who lengthens his prayer, en tfilato chozer et rekan. His prayer does not return in vain.
Say it slowly again.
Anyone who lengthens his prayer, his prayer does not return in vain. Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
It means it'll be answered. Zehu chok. This is a law. It's a rule. כל המערך בידי להציע, אז למה לא מערכים בתפילה? So why don't we lengthen the תפילה? למה לא מנצלים את החוק? Why don't we take advantage of this law? Imagine, with a law, anyone who goes by a certain building gets 200 shekels. You'll see a line of people walking there every day, right? 200 shekels, great. Once a day. So we have a lawyer. If you do long prayer, the prayer has to be answered. You can claim to Hashem, Hashem, I'm doing long prayer. Forgive me. There's a lot of rules like this. The Mashal. What we say in Shmoneh Esrei, Ki El Shomeh Tefilot Tachnuntah. You are a God that listens to prayers and to pleadings. This is a chok. That's a rule. It's a law. And Hashem Yitbarach, what does he do? He listens to pleadings, to prayers and pleadings. So on and so forth. כל מה שכתוב בתפילה וחזל, whatever it says in prayer, whatever it says in Chazal say, it's all rules, complete rules. That's how it is. And חבל דבר, we don't take advantage of them. אדם שיעריך בתפילה בכל נושא, a person who lengthens his prayer in any subject, הוא יבשה בוודאי, for sure will be, he'll have a salvation. For example, instead of standing in the line in the Kupat Cholim, יאריך כל יום בתפילת 18 ברכת רפאים. He should, in רפאינו, in 18, he should do very long, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, just on that bracha. רפאינו, Hashem, Hashem, make us healthy, Hashem, just going over the words over there, Kavana, and he'll have Shefa Shebriut. כמו שכבר ציטטנו, צריכים לשוב את זה לשנה מתורה קרובית. Like we already we ציטטנו, we quoted, and we need to quote again and review again and again from Torah Kuvvet 102. במה יכולים להוריד שפע? We said it yesterday. How could a person bring down שפע to himself? Through tefillot. Why? Because the tevot, the words, are the vessels to receive the שפע.
You want שפע, Shmuel? Tevot, speak.
כמובן, צריך שיעסק בתמימות. A person has to do this בתמימות, not to test Hashem. Oh, Hashem, you see, I'm davening, you're not giving it to me. He has to know, I have to lengthen in prayer. And Hashem will give when he decides. How do you know it's considered long? You didn't get yet, do a longer prayer. You didn't get yet, daven more. Not to say, Hashem, I davened already for 10 hours, I want it. That's so. You don't decide what's considered long. But you believe that do long, Hashem will give it to you. It says, if someone, he looks into the prayer, iyun tefillah, it's one of the things, the person the pain in the heart. And he's looking for forward, what? Hashem, you have to give it to me. He's demanding from Hashem because he had long prayer, I deserve it. Oy vavoy. Asu. The person has to believe that in long prayer he'll get what he needs to get. And not to say, Hashem, I did already a long prayer, why am I not getting it? It's the point of emunah. And question one.
Yeah, also then to stay with that prayer on that one, Sotar, not to like change the pots. So the
what do you mean?
To stay on that one subject. If you lengthen it on a subject, to stay with that subject for whatever
right,
it takes.
To work on it.
Changing the pots.
Right, that's not to jump from one thing to the other. That's the answer. Oh, how much?
It's true.
Say so.
What if you pray for somebody?
No.
So you're not asking for yourself. You're asking for somebody else. Do you have a right to do that?
Of course. What do you mean? I have an obligation to do that. Okay. Like we're davening for the Rav, that we should be healthy. It says, "En chavush matir atzov b'dasurim." The story was a Rav Yochanan. He was sick. The Talmidim came and they said, Rabbi, one of the Talmidim that Rabbi Yochanan cured. He said, Rabbi, you cured me, you can't be cured yourself. He said, no, when someone's in jail, only someone from the outside can get him out. If someone's sick, someone else has a damn thing. Even if he's a big tzaddik.
If I want somebody to behave differently, I guess it's changing their behavior.
You could daven for them.
You could daven for them.
100%. And it will work. Besides, they're going to love you. If you daven for them, they're going to love you. Abedin says, if you daven for someone, he loves you.
What does the Yetzer Hara use as weapons in that case? Because like you're davening against someone. You know, you're davening against another spiritual force. So how does that work?
Yeah.
Say,
don't worry.
Please defeat the
Yetzer Hara. You don't focus on the negative. Focus only on the positive. Only on the positive. Hashem, give this person. Let's say this person is gets upset quickly. Okay, example. And you like this person. And he gets upset. It's not pleasant for anyone in the house. Hashem, please help this person. He will have das, that he'll never be angry at anything. He'll have yishuv das, you'll see that everything's from Hashem, and you won't get upset ever. And clearly, you see, I saw it with my children. I saw it clearly with my children. I died for my children for a certain thing. I saw it, they calm down. You might have one son, I always just get upset. They calm down. I calm down, so of course they calm down. Of course, someone who simply will lengthen his prayer in any subject in the world, he will see amazing, amazing results from his prayer. Anyone who did long prayer about anything saw it clearly. Right, Ezra?
Yeah.
clearly. Right, Ishai? Yeah, 100%. I don't know why anyone is here. Whoever did long and voted about one thing. Clearly, I saw. Amazing stuff. But don't test this. You just do long tefillah.
No, but when you need to, it works.
Sometimes Hashem puts someone in the corner in order for him to do a long prayer. He won't do it until he's in the corner.
Like when someone's going in the surgery.
There's 2 points that Am Yisrael didn't receive so well. And they depend on each other. The first thing is Tikkun HaBrit. Only through Tikkun HaBrit one could pray. And only through Emunah one could pray. And all one depends on the other. Emunah is Tikkun HaBrit, is prayer, and prayer is Emunah, and Tikkun HaBrit, and Tikkun HaBrit is Tefillah. It's all one.
What does it mean, Tikkun HaBrit?
What does it mean?
It means healing of the bris?
No, fixing the bris.
Fixing the bris.
Literally, it means that a person, first of all, you can't spill the seed. That's halacha, right?
You can't spill the seed.
Spill the seed.
Seminal pollution.
Same.
Purpose or not purpose?
Spell that word.
S-E-E-D.
Oh, seed. Okay.
Kind of spill his seed, right? For no reason. Yeah. Which means also, for example, birth control without a permission of a rav. It's also called spilling the seed.
Okay.
Yeah? And also, a person can't be with a goya. He can't be with a woman which is not his wife. He can't be with a woman which is nida. It's all gamma blitz, all blemish of the blitz.
Also, the permission should not be gotten by lying to the rabbi.
What?
Is that true to us? You got a rabbi which knows you. And that's simply the simple level, which everyone has to keep, the whole world. Even the goyim should keep this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Then there's levels. Then there's guarding the eyes. Person not allowed to look. Because if you will look, what happens? At night you might have spilling the scene without wanting. Okay? Then there's clearing your mind. Have a pure mind. Thoughts. It's all levels of Tikkun HaBrit. Fixing the brit. All has to do with Tikkun HaBrit. If a person has to work on these two things. Ki ifshar lagel ha-tachlit. V'emet ha-ikar talib ha-izbaludu. The main thing is izbaludu. Daven a lot about Tikkun HaBrit. That's what we have to do in the world. A lot.
Quick talk here, but think about food through the bathroom or through the toilet room, see through for washing the hands afterwards. Today's toilet rooms, bathrooms that are clean, you have water running down and so on. As long as it's clean,
is that considered
the food, if it's in a package, can be brought through, like you've got their freezer, the laundry room, you go through it. As for the Tilatya Dine, there's different opinions, but can be Mikkel to go through without washing the hands afterwards, as long as it is clean. But if the toilet bowl is not clean, or if you have children with dirty diapers or dirty underpants in the bathroom, it's just like in the toilet the old days. And you have to take your food through, and you have to do this.
Shakoach.
Okay. Shabbat
shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Thank you so much for all the help.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. And tell us, keep praying for Chua, for Natalie Bashelli, and Alvin and Natalie.
So, if you have a child that you're praying for, should you be praying for yourself to get better, fix yourself, or is it should you be praying for a child to get better, to fix himself?
Both. So why the? Why not to fix himself? I have very children also. Both.
Yeah, both, definitely.
Yeah, we say tikkun brit, guarding the eyes.
Also,
guarding the eyes, guarding the mind. Your thoughts.
Oh, okay, both.
Besides the physical tikkun brit.
You're saying in America, I didn't even know it. Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Before all this.
Out of sight, out of mind. That's how it is.
If you don't see it, it's not going to be in your mind.
I used to mean somebody that you knew. That was always referring to you and me.
Yeah.
But I can see how you can transfer that over.
Of course.
That
was,
yeah. Like chocolate.
פרק שביעי, 7th paragraph. בריתי נאמנת. כתוב בזוהר הקדוש, איזה בזוהר הקדוש? שתכלית כל בריאת העולם, the purpose of all the creation of this world, היה בגין להשתמודוין לה. In order for all the creatures to know Hashem. זאת אומרת, this means, שכל העולם נברא כדי שאדם יעבוד על מידת האמונה. This means that this whole world was created in order for us to work on the midah of emunah, believing in Hashem, to know Hashem. That's what the Zohar said. To know Hashem means to believe in Hashem. V'chach omer Rabbeinu HaKadosh v'kutem Moran k'inyan HaTorah l'Mitzrayim. So says Rabbeinu HaKadosh v'kutem Moran in the second part of Torah 37. Haklal sheikar ha'tachlit hu rak la'avod v'lelech v'darkei Hashem. The rule is that the main purpose of why we're here is just to serve Hashem, to go in His ways for His sake, in order to merit, to reckon, to know Him, to recognize Hashem in everything, to know Hashem. Shezehu ikar ha'tachlit, that's the main tachlis of the world. Vezehu retzono yitbarach, that's Hashem's will. She'anachnu nakir oto yitbarach, so that we know Him. ואין ראוי לאדם שיהיה לו כוונה אחרת בעבודתו יתברך. רבינו said, it's not fit for a person that they have a different intention in serving Hashem, not for covered purposes, for money purposes, for the next world purposes. No, it's the only purpose should be, I want to know Hashem. Why am I serving Hashem? Hashem wants me to know Him. That's why I'm serving Him. Right? Only למלות רצונו יתברך. I want to do what Hashem wants. Hashem wants me to serve Him, that's why I want to serve Him. Hashem wants you to know Him, that's why I want to serve Him. So, simple. That's what we have to reach, that level. I'm not saying I'm at that level. It could be I'll never be at that level. At least, that's the work. That's what we have to work. We have to want to serve Hashem, just because Hashem wants us to serve Him. Not even for the next world.
How is serving Him going to bring us to knowing Him?
Knowing Him wasn't serving Him, serving Him in everything.
We're doing all this in all the mitzvot.
Doing the mitzvot in the emunah, living the emunah. Not to get angry, not to be upset, to work on the taiva, that's knowing Hashem.
That's knowing Hashem, cause
yeah. That's what He wants us to do. Because that's what He is. He's pure, He's holy, He's merciful. That's what He wants us to be also. We'll know Him to be. We also should be like that.
So by imitating His characteristics,
we're knowing Him.
We're going to know Him more.
Koach ha'emuna, the power of emuna. Lo zo bilvad shebezav ha'emuna kol ha'olam hazeh muvan mod. Not only that, with the help of emuna, this whole world is a lot more understood a lot more. אלא האמונה היא הכוח הגדול ביותר שיש לאדם. The emunah is the greatest power a person has, שבעזרת הכוח הזה, with the power, with the help of this כוח, this power, הוא יכול לעבור בקלות ובהצלחה כל קושי וניסיון. He can go through every difficulty and every test in life easily, with success. כשיהיה פרנסה, whether it's פרנסה difficulties, בעיות בשלום בית, whether it's שלום בית issues, חינוך הילדים, right? חינוך with the children, ירידות רוחניות וכדומה, a person that falls in the spirituality. כי כל הנפילות המעברים, מצב אחד השני, any fall from one status to another status, good to bad, right? From positive to negative. That a person has to go through his life, because he has to go through his life through all these things. All the difficulties he goes through easily with the power of Emunah. If you look carefully, you can see that the Emunah is the only power really that a person has, that always he could use it in every situation in life. It escorts him in all situations, in all times, during when he's alive, and after he's dead. It's with him, the Emunah. And without this power of Emunah, there are situations and tests that a person is no'ash. I don't know how you say no'ash in English, but he has nothing to do. It's like despair. It's like Yehush. A little bit different than Yehush. No'ash. No. He has nothing to do. Some tests a person in life without Emunah. Fakak. Tests which break his spirit, and they could bring him to a collapsing, complete collapsing in the destruction of his own life. Every despair or breaking that a person has is because of lack of emunah. If a person thinks that the situation that he got into has no solution, therefore, there's no hope. Therefore, let's jump off a building. Okay? It doesn't work. It doesn't work. We'll take a pill. It's pills. People take pills and they... it's a lack of emunah. אבל מי שיש לו אמונה, but the one who has אמונה, יודע שאין מצב בעולם שהקדוש ברוך הוא לא יכול להושיע אותו ממנו. One who has אמונה in הקדוש ברוך הוא, he knows that there's no situation in the world that Kishbach could not save him from. Kishbach could put the situation here. He could also save me from the situation. כמו שראינו בחזקיהו, המלך, we know the story of חזקיהו, King חזקיהו, when ישעיהו בן עמוץ, the Navi came and told him, you're going to die. You know why? Because he never got married. He said, yeah, but I saw in the Ruach HaKodesh that if I get married, my children will be Rishayim. So ישעיהו told him, what do you care what you saw in Ruach HaKodesh? Hashem saved a mitzvah. He had to have children. So why didn't he get married and have children? So he told him, you know what? If I marry your daughter, maybe we have schus, my schus and your schus. And well, the kids will be tzaddikim. At the end, he married Yishayahu's daughter, and the kids were rashaim. But anyways, the point is that he told him, get out of here. He told Yishayahu, get out. Why? כך מקובלני בית אבי אבא, דוד המלך תורס, אפילו חרב חדה מונח על הצווארו של אדם, even a sharp sword is on a person's neck, he shouldn't במתייאש, don't shouldn't hold himself back from praying. כן? From the רחם, from mercy, we need from prayer. Even though בדרך הטבע he has no chance, whatever it is, בדרך הטבע he looks like he has no chance, through tefillah, he definitely has a chance. Because tefillah is above teva. Tefillah changes the teva. Tefillah rules over the teva. Tefillah is... when someone prays, Rabbeinu explains, someone prays, he changes the mazalot. There's a astrology. It works, astrology. Why aren't we allowed to look into horoscope? Why? Why can't we look into horoscope? Is that horoscope it's called?
Yeah.
When you look into the future, it's not lies what they're saying. They're not at all. They see it. It's clear. It's not the imaginary things. But it doesn't have to do with us. Why? Because Israel, Me'ala Mazal. Am Yisrael are above Mazal. They're above astrology.
If they keep the Torah.
No, if they pray.
Yeah.
If they keep the Torah, it's not enough. If they pray. I'm going to explain. If someone prays, he changes the mazel, and the mazel is what shines down to the malach. The malach does what the mazel shines to.
There is one good thing about astrology and natal charts. It can tell you what you need to work on.
That's up. Do it.
That too.
By the way, astrology to see when a person was born is positive to look at. That kind of astrology is supposed to look at.
Like that's a natal chart.
Yeah, that's a person. Of course, you should look at that. You should see what kind of ishiyut he is, what kind of personality he is, and then through that you can work so much with that.
That's what I was bringing up.
Yeah, it, perfect.
What you need to.
But not on. Horoscope. Horoscope is a. Horrible. It's a horror.
There are two different things. One is a natal chart. One is a natal chart, which tells you where your planets were
when you were born.
When you were born,
exactly.
And what you need to work on.
You can change it through prayer also.
Right.
You're above the Muslim.
But, so you know what to pray for. Whereas a horoscope is too vague unless you're doing it yourself. And that takes time, practice, and effort.
So, we're past our time, I'm sorry. Oh, we're exactly out of time. So, Hashem, we'll continue.